If you think about it, it's kind of strange that we invest so much energy caring for the dead. After all, they're not really around to appreciate it. Historian Thomas LeCour believes our burial rituals are what make us human. He tells Steve Paulson that if you want to pinpoint the day human culture started, it's the day we began attending to the dead.
I think that there's a sort of liminal moment, this kind of a moment when we leave nature and enter culture, is when we say the dead body isn't just nature. The dead body is part of culture, and it's part of our culture and part of our history. I take it to be a kind of moment of entry into culture that doesn't have anything to do with hygiene or with soul or with any of the other things. It's just a moment when we say, yes, it's matter, but it's our matter. And we as a species being, exist in time, and that this is what this body represents.
What makes you think that it doesn't have anything to do with the soul? Because the obvious explanation would be it's part of some religious ritual, and you are preparing this,
right,
this dead person to go on to the next dimension.
That's a very good question. And you could argue that in some cultures, it clearly has to do with the soul. But on the other hand, we have all sorts of cases in which alternative views of the soul will lead to the same results, or believing in no soul leads to the same results. It's part of what we take to be the notion of the continuity of humanity. In other words, we, in all sorts of ways, come to regard the body as representing the dead, of representing death, of representing the idea that humanity recognizes this huge condition of mortality and consciousness of mortality, which defines it. And therefore, what we do with bodies is so laden with the past. In the past, people dig up dead bodies to mutilate them. What a ridiculous thing to do. Except if some way digging up a dead body and mutilating is digging up and destroying a history, is digging up and destroying a set of relations which should be disrupted. It's of eliminating a people. And then recovering is a way of getting this back.
Right. Now, if we focus on European history for a moment, there was this moment when the dead who had been buried for centuries in churchyards, kind of presided over by the local church, there was a shift to the cemetery. I mean, someone actually had to invent the idea of a cemetery that was no longer just associated with a church. Why was that such an important transition?
Well, it's an important transition because, in some sense, it allowed people to recuperate something from classical antiquity which was valuable to them. That is to say, in classical Western antiquity, a family was responsible for taking care of the dead body. And anyone who could afford it could buy a place for a family and could care for this body and could return to this body. And what the church does in the 5th, 6th, 7th century is to make the church in charge of the dead and not the family. And the church decides who's in and who's out, and what sorts of people get places, and you're actually buried as a community. There are very few individual graves from the 6th or 7th century right up to the 18th and early 19th century. So then the cemetery becomes a place where all sorts of people can now make a claim on social recognition.
And you don't have to be religious to be buried in a cemetery.
You don't have to be religious. You can be religious of different sorts. So there are Jews that are buried near Christians and Muslims that come to be buried near Christians and national groups that come to be buried there, and you can be anti-religious. And so it becomes a kind of a way of creating a new cosmopolitan community of the dead.
Right. Now, if we're talking about this European tradition, so going from the burial in the churchyard to the cemetery, when does cremation figure into this history?
So cremation was one of the prominent ways of dealing with a dead body in Greek antiquity and in the Roman Republic. And for some reason, which no one understands, by the 2nd or 3rd century of this era, cremation stops. And so cremation is extremely rare. I mean, it exists amongst the Vikings. But as Christianization spreads in Europe and as the Vikings are Christianized, so there basically is no more cremation.
Well, isn't the idea that the body will come back resurrected in
right.
Christian history?
Well, it's an interesting point because as the pro-cremation people kept pointing out, the church fathers kept talking about how our martyrs that are burnt and whose bodies are destroyed will come back as well. But what happens really is that in the French Revolution, the French revolutionaries bring cremation back as an explicit attack on the church. So they start cremating French Revolutionary heroes in the style of Roman Republican heroes. and having ceremonies about these ashes and putting these ashes in secular places as an aggressive anti-clerical act. So that sets up cremation as an anti-clerical act, even though there's no theological reason why that should be true. It's cultural theater, political theater.
Oh, I would think there might also be practical reasons for cremation. I mean, you can run out of space in a cemetery or churchyard for burying actual bodies.
You could, but again, the interesting thing to me is that practical considerations are almost never the reason, though it's the first reason we come back to. We say hygiene is the reason, or smell is the reason, or space is the reason, and it's often given as a reason, so it's not. I'm not denying it. I'm just saying that when you actually look at it, it turns out there weren't that many space restraints and bodies aren't that dangerous and so forth. So there's a cultural drive which pushes this in absence of these other things. So eventually that does become important.
So if we bring this story up to the present, do you think we are as obsessed about dead bodies now as people were in previous centuries?
In certain instances, I think, and there are many of them, we care an awful lot about dead bodies. I mean, look how much news there was about Osama bin Laden's body.
Right.
Or the body of the Boston bomber. Or the fact that all work stopped on Wall Street and a great deal of money was spent building a park and an overpass around a slave cemetery, which was discovered when they were exploring for a large new building. And people talk to me all the time about what they do with them. My grandmother's ashes, where I mix them with ink and I have a tattoo. My father's ashes we put into little vials and we spread it around the world. My mother's ashes were pressed into something. So everyone has a story. I call it like a magic we can believe in, that in some sense we understand it to be strange, and yet it's hard to imagine being human and not, on the one hand, taking death very seriously, and secondly, taking the dead body seriously as being part of that huge complex that has dying, death, and the dead in a kind of triad.
Thomas LeCur is a historian who teaches at the University of California, Berkeley. Steve Paulson talked with him about his book, The Work of the Dead.